chairs malfunction when I'm sitting in them. So, yeah. I don't know if you didn't listen to last week's episode, Tweets.
I've heard about this.
And you don't even need to listen to the show to know that you fell from the chair.
It was loud. I think everyone in the world heard it.
It was. It's something that, it's like my day that will live in infamy. And now, you know, there's art being made of it. And
the chair fall that shook the world.
Yes. I got to hand it to Bird Ears. When it comes to renegotiating a contract, that bird got that shit done in about 10 minutes, whereas it took me a week and a half of negotiation with you both to get
better compensation. Well, see, Bird Ears is mission critical in order for the podcast.
Yeah.
Bird Ear gets what Bird Ears wants.
We need
I love just like slapping Storm's ego down a notch. Just everyone. I love you, Storm. I really do.
Yeah, but that's because there is so much ego. You can slap, and it will just not deplete. You know what I mean? So you can do it.
Yeah, give him 10 minutes. He'll be fully recovered.
Yeah.
10 minutes, please. 5.
Give him 3 bottles of wine, and he will.
I'm not talking about your sex life here, Storm.
Why? Thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
Oh God! Yeah. Oh man, what's that? What's the sound again? Of do you like ordering dishes or something?
Yeah, there sounds like someone's like clicking a bottle opener in the background. Yeah, that.
Fucking around to get
fucking around
wine. My bottle of wine.
You open. Still don't have that open? It's been 20 minutes. I went on hiatus during the time you've been trying to get your bottle of wine open.
We had technical difficulties.
You're having technical difficulties.
Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah.
So, today's topic of the show, how to open a bottle of wine.
Hey, it's not my fault. I blame the secretary. I asked him to open my bottle of wine, and he has not done it yet.
You haven't brought it to my office.
Bitch, you work for me. You come to my office.
No, I'm supposed to sit in the lobby at all times to greet guests. You have to bring the bottle to me.
It's true. It's in his contract.
Yeah.
In his well, we need to renegotiate that contract, because that is some bullshit.
I think
I demand full service from our secretary.
We're not a club. We don't have bottle service.
Yeah, be glad that he opens your bottles, because opening bottles isn't even in his contract.
Oh, trust me, he opens something all right. But he does bring me good cups of coffee, so I can't complain too much.
I have no comment.
That's appropriate. This is episode 6 of the Bird Life Podcast. I'm Core.
I'm Fleeks.
I'm Core's alter ego.
No, you're Storm.
You're still Storm.
I'm the secretary.
Yes, joining us this week, we have Secretary Tweets. Welcome.
Hello.
Woo! Woo!
Okay.
And there was much whooping.
Would this be an appropriate time to go grab beer?
Go, get it, go, now.
Yeah, yes. I will be back.
Yes.
I hope you have less problems.
While he's grabbing his beer, Fleeks, what did you bring this week?
Yeah, I have Baltic Ale from the Rügener Inselbrauerei.
Baltic Ale from the Rügener... What?
I just kept imagining you know, a pair of balls. Look, so you got some balls you're drinking from? Oh my god.
Baltic, like the sea.
Baltic ale.
Baltic ale. Okay.
The Baltic ale from the Rügener. Sorry.
All right, Storm, what wine will you be drinking when you finally manage to get it open?
I just got it open. Thank you very little. And the wine I will be drinking is, let's see, I can't even read this. From a company called Carl Sittman. And it is, I shit you not, it really is Sittman. It's called Mosel Spadlis 2014.
So I'm noticing a trend here. The last 3 weeks that you've had wines on the show, they've all been Rieslings.
Yes, and this one is from Fleek's home country of Germany.
Well, that's where Rieslings originate from.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I just know they taste good.
We need to introduce him to some like Moscatos or like.
Why did you take so long to open the bottle? I thought it was like screw up.
No, it had a cork. I had to pop the cork. Damn it!
It kept slipping out of his talons. He was having trouble.
It did have a screw off cap, but he doesn't want to admit it was a child safety cap.
So, tweets, what are you?
Shit.
Tweets, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Stella Artois.
Ah, classic.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes, motherfucker.
I already
It's the fanciest cheap beer ever.
You had a name, right?
It's my favorite cheap beer.
Hey, in the UK, or in Europe, I should say, Stella makes a cider.
Mm. It's surprisingly good.
It is.
And of course, you know who's the best cider you can get. The best
Angry
cider.
Orchard.
No. The best cider Red's you apple. Can get.
Black Dragon.
The best cider you can get is from the Griffin Cider Works Company.
Ooh.
In Westlake, Ohio. Yeah.
You know, I've never had it myself. So I can't form a proper opinion, but I have to say that there's probably a big Griffin bias going on there.
Yeah.
No. That, I do want to try it based off the title.
Just like the best bar in the country is the Griffin Gastropub in Buffalo, New York. This is a real place. Google it. I went there. It has a variety of Griffin and Dragon drinks on special. But my favorite thing about them, aside from the fact you can get shit-faced in a hurry for a little bit of money, is the food is like orgasmic.
Oh, neat.
It's got some like a Canadian flair to it a little bit with poutine and whatnot. Oh, my God. So good.
You know what? I actually put maple syrup on my ham for the first time the other day just to try it, just to give it a try. I got to hand it to the Canadians. They thought that through. That shit was good.
Yes.
And yes. What did you bring as beer tonight, Cor?
Ah, okay. So I brought with me, I've actually had this on the show before, but it's the Lean & Kugel's Harvest Patch Shandy. However, this is the last can that I could find that I will have this season because it is a seasonal.
Oh.
So this can is very special.
Did you know what?
And you're sharing it with us.
No, oh God. I'm sharing it with me and my stomach.
So since we are on the beer train right now, I was in Berlin this week. And of course, I was in a lot of their craft beer pubs. And I drank two of my most favorite beers there I ever drank. One of them was called Mexican Cake. And it actually contained habanero chilies and chile. And it was so good.
Sounds good.
It's so damn good. The bottle, a half liter, it cost, it was €21. That was crazy. The most expensive beer I ever had, but the best beer I ever had.
There is a brewery here in the U.S. called Rogue Brewery that just did a sriracha beer.
Oh.
I tried it. It was the worst, literally the worst beer I have ever
had. I heard
it. Did you finish it?
No, I dumped it down the drain after two sips.
I heard they just put it in there because they can, not because they wanted that it tastes good. But because they can.
Yeah, it was just like one of those, we're just going to do this kind of things, it seemed.
I swear.
That sounds like That almost reminds me of a friend who, in a drunken stupor, ran out of lube and decided to use sriracha as lube.
Oh my God!
No, no.
That's your story. Yes,
sounds like
your
story.
No,
no. You're kidding us. You're kidding.
No.
So much bullshit. Nope.
Nobody would ever do that.
You'd have to be 13 to be that stupid.
Well, I didn't say there were the. I or didn't really, say really, really drunk. Role. Yes, exactly.
Oh God. But what I wanted to say, I swear that the Mexican cake, it was a hot beer. It tasted hot, yeah. But it was really good. It was perfect with chocolate, and oh God, I really loved that. I loved that.
I can hear your mouth watering from a country away.
And the other one,
there's an entire Atlantic Ocean between us, but I can still hear your mouth watering over it.
The other one was pumpkin pie. Beer from the Vagabund brewery, a local brewery in Berlin, and oh fucking God, they used real pumpkin in that beer, real, not only herbs but real, and it tasted so damn good. Oh God,
yes.
On the topic of chocolatey flavorful beers, there's a brewery here in my city which I forget the name of, and they make a chocolate beer called Wrecking Ball or something like that. It's like, I think, 9% alcohol content by volume. I haven't actually had it, but my sister says it's really good.
Oh,
not bad at all. Does it have Miley Cyrus on the front of it?
It does not.
I'm a little disappointed.
Or maybe when they named it Wrecking Ball, they're referring to how it feels when it goes through your intestines. Because it just
like a wrecking ball.
Guaranteed to cause you to lose everything out of every orifice. Miley Cyrus, the beer.
I'd try it.
Of course would you would.
I am a garbage bird.
Apropos,
I'm okay with that.
Oh my, there was a Kickstarter. There was a Kickstarter, yeah? That tried to create a new kind of beer. And it was like made with yeast, a very special yeast, and vaginal yeast from females.
Oh,
and they tried
I
to
saw back that.
It. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I saw that.
I saw that at iDubbbz.
Oh my goodness! No way! No freaking way! Would I? No, you couldn't pay
me. It had no success, but you could have actually chosen which model you wanted.
It had zero success, but they would still, if you still contacted the company, if you wanted them to, you could contact the company and pay about $2,000 for a bottle of this beer.
And it's a Polish brewery. That's the best.
I was just about to say, when it comes to alcohol, I'll try just about anything, but that, no. Uh-uh.
No way. Absolutely not.
So, well, generally, it's
so tweets, tell us about yourself. I want to know how you joined the fandom and how you came up with your bird.
Oh geez. I don't even remember when I joined. I was really young, I think, or when I first discovered furries and actually got into the fandom. I take that back. When I actually got into the fandom, that was maybe about 2 or 3 years ago. It was sometime when I was still in high school, and my starting stona was a bat. Greater mouse tailed, I think, greater or lesser. And after going through some personal issues, I decided I needed like a whole lifestyle change and whatnot, and switched to being a bird, and was originally a cross between a harpy eagle and secretary bird, and decided I like secretary birds more. And I kind of have a penchant for tails, so that's why my bird has a long tail. I'm a long tailed secretary bird,
kind of like a loft wing from Zelda.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, you made the right choice by joining the bird fandom. Good job.
Yay.
A long-tailed secretary bird. But see, I have got to ask you the most important question of all.
Oh, God.
How fast is your typing skills, being that you're a secretary bird?
That depends. Am I using my fingers or my beak?
Or your feet.
Or why not a combination of the above? Because after all, a proper secretary bird like yourself can go all out.
Well, if we're talking, you know, just the wings, the little fingers that I got, then probably about average typing speed, really. Nothing too special there. B could probably be maybe like a word every 20 minutes when I can manage to hit the correct key. And feet, well, there's no more keyboard left, so that's out of the question.
Oh, I'm sure they've made
burns. Just an explosion of plastic letters.
Yep. Sorry, boss. We need a new keyboard.
God damn it.
Are you kidding? For birds, we've got metal keyboards. We're special.
Oh, that's a good point. Fleeks, my feet are pretty strong. And you know Fleeks, he likes to play pranks on me. Every now and again, I'll just walk into the office and there will be a rubber snake over the keyboard. I just help myself. Really, got to blame him for all of our expenses.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I've got to sort of go in there and act as your bodyguard, Griff, to an extent. And one of my favorite things I love doing for your desk was I got you some bobbleheads of the entire team. So whenever you're angry, you can just, you know, smack the bobblehead of the bird responsible and squawk at them.
I wondered why my bobblehead had a dent in it.
That was accidental, I swear. See, I like... They help me calm down. I don't like to smack them when I'm mad. I like to just sit down and just look at them, poke them with my finger, you know, watch it nod at me, tell me I'm doing a good job and I'm a pretty bird.
So why was mine covered in sticky substance?
No comment.
Oh, God. Some questions will never be answered on this podcast.
We are explicit on iTunes for a reason.
But now here's a question I like asking all birds. So this will be a question for each of you. I did post this question in the bird chat the other day. So here's my question. Can your bird fly through a storm? If so, why? If not, why not? Explain.
Well, my answer version is pretty much flightless because it would be physically impossible to fly.
Okay. Fair enough. What about you?
The wings are just decoration.
Well, I just always fly over the clouds. Whoa. But if they're like way too high up, like, and I'm tired and I want to rest, yeah, I got a tree I can find.
A tree you can find. Okay. What about you, Secretary Tweets?
I haven't really put a lot of thought into this. I suppose I probably could, but, you know, I'm more of a ground-based bird, so I don't really foresee myself flying anywhere near a storm to begin with. I don't know why I'd go through it. I might just, you know, walk under it.
Okay.
I bless the rains in Africa.
Whereas with me, Storm Griffin has a coating on his feathers, a slight oil that will allow him to keep his feathers from getting wet, so he can fly through storms pretty easily. Aside from being zapped once in a while and turned into a poof ball, it is a very amusing experience. So
he calls it an oil, but it's actually Cheeto grease.
And here I thought you were going to say Dorito grease, so I'll take Cheeto grease over Dorito grease 7 days a week.
He admits.
He admits.
No, it's total bullshit. Core lies. All right, now with you, Tweets, you've got to tell us something here. You know, you've told us about how you created your awesome bird and whatnot. What's your favorite bird food? Come on, let us in on your secrets.
Is this like honestly a bird specific food, or is this just anything that this particular bird likes to eat?
In general, you can just rattle off anything. It doesn't matter.
In general, God.
Yeah.
That is like the hardest question I've ever been asked. There are so many, so many. probably the chicken and dumpling soup that my mother makes.
Oh my.
Ooh, delicious.
It is. It's very, very good. It's all creamy. You just throw a dumpling in there and stir it all together.
That's getting my stomach hungry as we speak.
Yeah.
I want KFC.
How the hell did you connect chicken and dumpling soup with KFC?
Chicken. Kentucky Fried Chicken. There's chicken there. Chicken and dumpling soup, KFC.
Yeah.
Easy connection.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Secretary.
We're cannibals on this show. Cannibals. Okay.
Hey, none of us are chickens. No,
right? Yeah, well, not one of us is a chicken.
Yeah, that's not cannibalistic.
Well, so, chickens are birds, but I figure they're tasty birds.
Well,
birds eat birds.
Well, if you listen to any of my friends, I'm technically a savannah chicken. So
some like to buy their birds dinner first before they eat them. Not the best correlation.
Some like to stuff their birds and make sure they have a nice cream filling before they eat them as well. That's very true.
Is he always like this?
Explicit.
Am I always like this? I wasn't talking about you. I was speaking factually correct statements. That's all.
By the way, Thanksgiving did just pass. How was you guys' Thanksgiving?
It was amazing. Had crap.
It was nothing because I'm in Germany and we are not celebrating that Thanksgiving.
What kind of asshole has crab?
You should.
What kind of asshole gets to eat crab on Thanksgiving? I'm so jelly of you. It's delicious.
This kind of asshole. It was Dungeness too, and there was not one but two full Dungeness crabs, and I ate a whole fuckload of crab, and it was so good. And I had turkey after that also, and mashed potatoes.
I want to be in your family for Thanksgiving. It sounds amazing.
How do you manage to be that thin? You know what I mean? You have
I just got a fast metabolism, dude. I eat like a 600-pound man, and I just don't gain weight.
Yeah, you do not gain any weight.
I hate people like you.
I thought you loved me.
I do, but in this respect, in this particular aspect, I'm very jelly. Because I have to watch what I eat, otherwise I will inflate into a 500-pound gorilla. So since I need to be able to fly, I got to watch, you know, and eat within a certain ratio. But though it does happen that when you get older, eventually your metabolism will slow down and you will inflate. So you got to be careful.
I've heard that the weight you are when you hit 25 is kind of like the baseline. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but we'll find out, I guess.
I weighed 410 pounds when I was 25. I weigh 240 pounds now that I'm 28.
Congrats, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. I weigh like 135 pounds. I'm pretty sure each one of you here could probably throw me over your shoulder and run.
I don't even have an idea how much this is because I do the metric system, but yeah.
So, Fleeks, for you specifically, 135 pounds is 61 kilograms.
So you're 61 kilograms, okay.
How much is a stone?
A stone?
A stone?
Yeah, that's a British
stone
thing.
Anymore? Oh, God, nobody does it anymore.
We need to get Tiersel on the show so he can tell us about stones.
I think he's busy clubbing right now.
Yeah, so too.
Oh, by the way, Fleeks, I weigh 108 kilograms. If you must know,
you weigh that or you weight?
I weigh that now.
No, okay.
I used to weigh. Let's see. Hooray, Google! I used to weigh 185.973 kilograms. Okay, so we know that Secretary Tweets got to eat like our, you know, Donald Trump on Thanksgiving with crab. What did the rest of you get to eat for Thanksgiving, starting with you, Cor?
I actually just had traditional turkey and potatoes and that stuff. Difference is this year I actually cooked turkey for the first time myself. And I didn't poison myself, so I think I did okay. The dark meat was a little undercooked, but that's about it.
For myself, I personally do not like the taste of turkey. I never have, but I still eat a little bit of it every year just because, you know, I guess I have to. But I had buffalo chicken. I had buffalo turkey. I had my favorite Thanksgiving dish ever in the world. I will, die for this dish, is corn pudding. I love corn pudding. I don't know if it's a Midwestern thing, but oh my God, my family makes it every year, and it's amazing. As well as, let's see, we had sausage and sauerkraut, cupcakes. Oh God. And of course, my family's part of Hispanic, so rice and beans.
Sounds delicious.
It was.
Okay, please, since you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, what did you have for dinner on the 24th of November?
Okay, I had an extra long chili cheese from Burger King. I bought it with a coupon.
An extra coupon. Long.
Extra an long extra chili long. Cheese.
A chili cheese.
So, do any of you guys, minus Fleeks, drink anything like fancy or special on Thanksgiving, or is that just me?
My family on both sides is anti-alcohol.
Oh.
So, I had non-alcoholic eggnog, which totally defeats the purpose of eggnog, but okay.
Let's see.
I would like to try eggnog one day.
You know what, in truth, I've never had alcoholic eggnog. I didn't even know it was a thing until this year.
It's really secret.
I always just mixed rum with my eggnog when I wanted alcoholic eggnog.
All right, go ahead and what do you drink?
For this Thanksgiving, generally family outings, there's not much more to drink than just beer or wine. And we just don't drink really a lot, as is.
I see. I didn't drink anything spectacularly fancy. I just had some Stella, some Coors, and then two glasses of champagne.
I just informed myself about eggnog, and Wikipedia says it's most of the time an alcohol in Great Britain, in the USA, in Canada, and in Luxembourg. In Luxembourg. Why Luxembourg? That's so random.
Because apparently there's a high demand for it there.
Yeah, that's like it's not, you can't even call it a country because it's so small and it has its own eggnog culture. That I think that's funny.
Really? Eggnog culture represent.
Luxembourg. I like how he's Luxembourg. Yeah. Oof. Yes.
Am I going to be stoned if I say that I don't personally like eggnog like at all?
Heathen!
Heathen! No, you won't be stoned.
I can't tell because I never had eggnog.
Alright, Fleeks in the US, like especially if you go to a store, say like Walmart here, you can buy a gallon jug of eggnog, which doesn't have booze in it. And then you go home and then you pour in your booze, which for many people's vodka or rum. Mix it in to the proportion you want and just get shit faced to high heaven.
I wonder if eggnog and Bailey's would taste good.
It actually does. I've had it before.
Oh, that would actually mix really well just because they're both creamy.
Yes. Yes. Secretary tweets.
Well, yes, we actually put eggs in our Glühwein, in our Glock. In the warm wine, maybe you know it. The hot wine punch.
I feel like he's making up half the words he says.
I know, right?
He is.
Glühwein. Seems like Glühwein is a legit word in English. I have a dictionary here, yeah?
Gluten?
So, Glühwein. 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 It's also called Glock. It's also called Glock. Storm. It's also called... Come on now. It's also called Glock, Wassail, Mullet Claret, Mullet Wine, Hot Wine Punch, and Hot Mull Wine.
Never heard of it.
It's warm spiced wine. Yeah, it's warm spiced wine with the Christmas seasonings, you know what I mean?
And I'll have to keep an eye out for it this year. It kind of sounds pretty good.
Yeah, you should.
Like cinnamon spices and that kind of stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, right. And even there's even pumpkin spice, Glühwein and stuff.
Whenever I hear Glühwein, I wonder if it's... I keep thinking, what is it, made by the Elmer's Glue Company or something? I mean...
No, but Kikkoman actually makes a sake, which is amazing. A plum sake. Sorry, ooh, that was just completely out of the blue. Companies that don't produce things you think would produce them, Kikkoman, the soy sauce company, makes an amazing plum wine.
You know, I actually had sake for the first time this year.
Ooh. What'd you think?
We didn't get really good sake. It was kind of... It was okay if it was warmed up, but drinking it cold was not appealing at all.
Sake is one of the weird ones that tastes better warm, even if they allegedly reduce the alcohol content.
I love sake, especially the good one where you like for a shot you pay about 10 euro. That's so perfect, the taste. And I prefer it cold. I prefer cold sake.
Is sake what you get at like a Chinese restaurant?
It's rice wine.
It's rice wine. It's Japanese rice wine. And the plum wine usually is served after you eat in a Chinese restaurant.
And honestly, okay. My opinion of sake is the same as it is with regular wine. The cheaper, the better.
Oh, really?
All right, Tweet, you wanted to say something? Go for it.
So, funnily enough, the only wine I've ever had that I've actually genuinely enjoyed was box wine. It was, I think it was Franzia brand.
Yes, okay. Remember, so it was now, very bitter.
Yes, it depends on the type of wine. Tweets, I've got to ask you a question. Since you've joined our wonderful flock and have been a bird for a while now, give me the top five reasons you enjoy being a bird and the top five stupid things you see birds do.
So you said five reasons, right?
Five if you can. If you can't, that's fine. Just try your best.
Five reasons why birds are awesome, five reasons why birds suck, I guess.
Five reasons birds are awesome, five they suck. Flight. There's a lot of cool things you can do with flight. That's a pretty awesome reason for, you know, birds.
Completely agree.
Mm-hmm.
Good vision, which is something I wish I had, because glasses suck.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get glasses.
They make you look intelligent.
Yeah, I guess.
They don't make you sound intelligent, though. That's my problem.
If you listen to my boyfriend, they also make you really hot, too. So I don't know if that's truth or not.
You can wear glasses. That's for sure. You're looking good with glasses.
Yay! okay, so that was what? That was two things, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this is tough. Feathers. Feathers has to be another one, because feathers are warm and fluffy and awesome.
Okay, you got three. Two more.
It's like the way they look like the backwards whole side, knees. Like hidden feathers. Yeah, that I love it. I love everything about that.
It makes hopping a lot easier, too.
This is true.
Yes, it does.
Which is a thing that secretary birds do a lot. We trot hop around.
Okay, so now does griffins make this list? I've got to ask. You open the door.
All birds. Everything bird-related makes this list. That includes griffins.
So you halfway make the list, Storm.
Halfway, yeah.
Oh, I am so... Ooh, ooh. Okay, now give me your top five reasons for things you happen not to like about birds.
Happen not to like... See, that's even harder than giving you the things that I do like, because there's just so much to like about birds. How can I not like them?
Amen. God, you sound like a politician.
So that's reason number one. Birds are just too likable to dislike.
Yeah, that is reason number one.
Yeah.
Reason number two, poop. Everywhere, all the time. Just, no. Too gross.
You don't like flying landmines?
No. While I'm on this topic, before I forget, funny story. While I was still in high school, or my last year of it, I went to this little what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of it. Alternative high school thing, which was it was called On Track Academy, which basically was a skill center. You go there, learn a specific skill to help you in life, and then get the rest of the education you need. And that's how I graduated, because normal high school was too hard for me. Just I was a special kid, et cetera, et cetera. And one day, I had a fucking seagull shit on me and my longboard as I was walking into class, and that was fucking fantastic.
That took aim on that bird's part.
Yep.
That lined up trajectory and yards. That
don't
bird
know why.
Was better.
I've always loved seagulls. I, you know, never had any problem with them. Never, like, chased them off or anything. I fed them, and then this particular one was like, fuck that guy. Well,
so,
you know, fuck you too, seagull.
No episode without rantings about seagulls.
anyway, I had a pigeon. I had a pigeon take a shit on me once. Yeah.
So that was two, right?
Yeah.
Okay, three is molting. I like feathers a lot. I don't like molting. That's real shitty.
Itchiest time of the year.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you end up all patchy and bald and just, it's not attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, they grow back quickly.
Yeah.
Got a four or a five for us, or should we...
I'm thinking. I guess four would probably be the attention span. if that's one thing that I definitely, you know, have in common with real life birds, it's probably attention span. I got a really terrible one.
Yeah. I say yes.
And fifth one, too loud. I'm a very unsocial person, and I like it quiet. And birds just completely ruin that. Just too much shrieking all of the time, and I get this overstimulation of noise. What's it called?
You are sensory overload. The most social, antisocial bird ever.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've been drinking, you know.
Okay. Also, it's in the chop. Also, it is in the bird's chop description. Always beeping, as we know.
The only time a bird is quiet is when the bird is asleep.
No, even then I scream in my sleep. Just constantly.
Caw, 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 caw.
And I wake up screaming. It's about that time in the show. Do you guys want to play a game?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like games.
Of course.
Bird, or bluff?
Yay! This time I also have a bird, bug, or bluff question for you, Cor. So you're okay. Don't make it too hard or I will screw you.
Ah, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Megan wanted to start it.
Let's start with you, Storm.
Oh, no.
One of these is a bug, one of these is a bird, one of these I made up. Oh, and it's up to you to guess which is which.
I do terrible at this.
All right. Storm Griffin. Are you ready?
Of course not.
First one. Abernathy perch.
Okay.
Dick sissel. Enema pan.
Seriously? There is no fucking way there's a bird named enema pan. No way. That is bluff. That is bullshit. No way.
Abernathy perch. Dick sissel. Enema pan.
I know it.
Abernathy perch. Is that a bird?
You can't ask.
Okay, I think it's a bird.
Abernathy perch is a bluff.
Are you fucking kidding me? Dick sissel's a bird. Dick sissel's a bird.
Correct.
Yay! And
the other one's a bug.
Enema pan is a bug.
What the fuck kind of bug is an enema pan? I demand to see a picture of this shit right now.
Apparently it a is bug a type that was of very cruelly named.
It's a type of dung beetle?
Yes.
So it likes shit?
Yes.
Okay, that actually makes sense. It's kind of disturbing.
So you got 2 out of 3. That's pretty good. Good job.
Oh god, that would have been perfect for me because I knew it.
I figured you would. Those are very unique names. You probably would have gotten it right off. So, Fleeks, are you ready for yours?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Okay, bug, bird, or bluff? Fleeks.
Seagull.
No.
Did I do it right? No, okay.
Okay, here we go. Villa Manila, Hiso Blanca, Chacha Laca.
Okay, the Villa Vanilla is a bug.
Say again?
The Villa Vanilla is a bug, and it is called, it's called like the band.
Correct, Villa Manila is a bug.
Yeah, I know all the funny bird bug names.
Okay.
Okay, give me the other two.
Hiso Blanca and Chacha Laca.
Chacha Laca is... Oh, wait. I don't... Wait, the second one again.
Piso Blanca, Chachalaca.
I swear that the C, the third one, sounds like you made it up, but I go full in and say it's a bird.
You called my bluff. Piso Blanca is a bluff. Chachalaca is a bird.
Yay!
You are three for three, Fleeks.
Do you have one for second?
I do. Oh, jeez. Oh, God.
Chachalaca was a bird. I think I heard that already. That's why I... Yeah, but it sounds like a core bluff. I have to admit it.
Chachalaca.
Chachalaca!
I am ready, but I'm scared.
Okay. So I also have a bonus question for the winner of this round. So that might be Fleeks. That might be you, Tweets. So,
or it might be you, Core.
Oh, that's true, I guess. Bug, bird, or bluff. Nice to meet ya. Here's looking at ya. Hoary puff leg.
Oh, God, you know that I know that.
I'm going to say the last one's a bird.
Hoary puff leg is a bird. So that leaves nice to meet ya and here's looking at ya.
I think the second one's a bug.
You are correct. The nice to meet ya is a bluff and the here's looking at ya is a bug.
Wow, I actually got those mentally. If I would have got asked those, I would have won.
So Secretary and I are like in the final round now. But before you come up with your final question, I have a bird, bug, and bluff for you.
Okay.
So
here's how we'll decide this then. If I get 3 for 3, I'm going to give you the question, Fleeks. If I get 2 for 3 or less, I'm going to give the question to Tweets, okay?
Okay, we can do that. So, Core, A, boobo boobo, B, yada ya, C, ahaha.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Boobo boobo, yada ya, or ahaha. Sorry, ahaha. I think it's called ahaha in English.
You're doomed, Core.
Wow, he did not. He put all the cards out there, man.
Yes, he did.
Okay, I'm gonna say the ahaha is a bluff. The second one, the yubul. Wait, hang on. Say the second one for me again.
Yada ya.
The yada ya is a bird, and the ubulubul is a bug.
All wrong.
Oh, okay.
The boobo is actually an owl. Yada ya was the fake, and ahaha was a bug. It is a wasp. A wasp.
Oh, nice.
And it was actually a joke name. The biologist who described it was like ahaha, and he called it like that.
That's hilarious.
Was this biologist German? Because I swear.
Okay, Tweets, that means this last round is for you. Are you ready?
I think so. I hope.
Okay. You were 3 for 3 last time, so let's see if you can beat Fleeks' record here. Bug, bird, or bluff, checkered skipper, speckled bazaar, crested caracara.
Ah, Jesus.
Checkered skipper, speckled bazaar, crested caracara.
The last one you said, I'm going to guess that's a bird.
Crested caracara is a bird.
And what were the other two again?
Woo!
Speckled bazaar and checkered skipper.
I'm going to say that the checkered skipper is a bug and the other one's a bluff.
100%! Oh yay! My God!
I only knew the skipper thing, but I did not know the... I really thought have lost that, because I guessed that C was the fake, because it was too obvious bird.
Tweets, this just goes to show how much they like you, because they always give me the questions that fuck me up. But they give you the questions.
I do not. I gave you the easy Storm questions.
That last question was really hard. Like, I would have only A correct, so... So he's really the champion.
Dude, I 100% fucking guessed on that one. The bird one.
Don't admit that. Do not admit that.
I have to admit it, though, dude. I for a minute there, thought that the bird one was the speckled bazaar. I was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to go with my gut feeling and say it was the last thing is the bird. And then the skipper one, I assumed that because I was thinking of water skippers. Well, and I was like, it's got skipper in the name. It's probably a bug.
It's actually a butterfly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. It's by almost, if the bug sounds like a bird, it's almost always a butterfly.
It's true.
Okay.
Thieves. And Storm, for the record, no, I truly, truly tried to give you the easy ones these past couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, yours was pretty easy from my perspective. So,
but you're a biologist. What the hell, man?
This okay. Just in: Storm is bad at games.
But the Milli Vanilli
Storm is only 50% bird, so he only understands 50% bird things.
Okay.
So, did you all want to answer a few questions from our loyal listeners?
Yeah. Are we ready for that, or did we have a shout-out to another bird we wanted to give?
We can do the shout-out first. Any shout-outs?
Oh, yeah. Tweets, do you want to mention some the known bird in our bird community or something? So what do you first? What comes to your mind first? Because I have no bird of the week today because I did not come up with one. So maybe you have an idea. Do you want to shout out to our bird? Who's your favorite bird artist, for example?
I don't have a favorite bird artist.
Oh,
I guess in our own little flock, one of my favorite birds recently is probably Hawkthorn. I don't know, I just like him a lot. He's a cool guy, really positive all the time.
And he smells like apple.
And yeah, I like apples.
I think he also tastes like apple.
One would imagine.
I don't know. See,
so shout out to Hawkthorn.
Hawkthorn's an awesome bird. He really is.
It really tough for me to do that though, because I don't want to I don't like singling any one bird out. I love all of them. All of the birds. They're all fantastic.
So a shout out to all of the birds.
As far as artists go, I could give a shout out to Royalty Griffin. She's done a lot for the bird crew on its own. Not including just that, she's a phenomenal artist, just amazing.
Yeah, and she mostly draws birds.
Yeah, it's true. She does mostly draw birds. I would say she's easily probably one of the best artists in this fandom. For her style, I could definitely give her those points. She does like to lurk in bird crew and allegedly steal sticker packs from other people so that she can play with sticker packs. She's also drawn the Bird Crew sticker pack, which was, 96 stickers in total, something like that?
Oh, yeah. Neat.
Insane also, amount of stickers.
She's also rumored to be drawing my sticker pack. We'll see.
Rumored? I think you'd have that confirmed.
Also, what I have to make a shout-out about her is she designed the Bird Crew 2.0 shirt together with me.
Oh, so, yes.
Yeah, she I collabed with her, and it was so freaking awesome to call up with her. It was a good working experience. And the outcome, I think it's pretty amazing. So,
when is that t-shirt revealed to drop, if I can ask? When can I put my money to you to get it?
I think you can put the money to me and to Royalty, of course. At the beginning of January, but the pre-orders will probably open at the beginning of December. The main reason why I haven't already opened it is because at the moment it's Christmas, and people have to put their money elsewhere, and also people have to... you know how bad the postal service is around Christmas.
Yes.
I don't want you to wait for a month for your shirts, and it already for the Bird Crew one shirt, it's already a problem because it's Christmas time, so I don't want to risk anything.
No, I'm sure some birds would like to get this for Christmas, so, you know. different ways of looking.
I actually want to order the Bird Crew 1.0 shirt again, just so I can actually have one that I can frame and hang up on a wall. I'm not kidding. I really would like to do that.
You know, Core, I actually have a flag. Do you want to buy the flag from me?
Yes. Oh my God, yes.
Yes, you can have it then.
Absolutely. I'd sign up to get a flag too. You should make that an option.
I will wave that flag around I will specifically go to cons just to wave that flag around.
Yeah, I had the flag on Eurofern, so it saw already a con, and it was hanging next to my dealer stand.
Nice.
So I would sell it to you and reprint it for the next convention.
Awesome, okay.
You know, okay. I was just reminded, because of all that like Christmas being brought up multiple times there, just the word itself, not actual Christmas, but I'm going to be turning 22 here in December, and that's exciting to me.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so young.
I am, yes.
The youngest among us now.
Yay!
22. Such an angel.
Okay, then.
So many ways you have yet to be corrupted.
I mean,
then, but just you wait. Be excited. The corruption will happen, and you'll enjoy it.
I'm pretty sure I've been thoroughly corrupted, my friend.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Every 22-year-old thinks that, but there's always a step further.
If you say so.
Okay.
So, yeah. So then, Storm, do you want to read the questions for us?
Yes, but before I do that, I have my usual political national bird question.
Then read that question for us, Storm.
All right. The red-crowned crane and the Eurasian tree sparrow are the national birds of what country?
Two national birds this time.
Yes.
It this sounds like China. It sounds like China.
You think China, okay. What about you, Cor? What do you think?
Great Britain and India.
Great Britain and India. Okay. What about you, Tweets?
I have very honestly no clue.
All right. Well, then this round's winner goes to Fleeks. It is China.
Woo!
Wow. Both of them are China's national bird?
You see those birds in every Chinese restaurant, so I just had to guess that.
That is so like China to have two national birds, even though it's just one country.
Of course.
Yeah, but they have over a billion people there, so... Two birds, I think. And they have a lot of regions, so yeah. I think
you're basically telling me here is every country that is over half a billion people can actually have a second national bird. That's in the charter of Earth.
Yes, apparently.
You know, Flix had a really good observation there, too. Those two birds are in basically about every Chinese restaurant, so good on you, Flix.
Damn. Flix, you should have been a cop.
Damn. Oh, man.
Observational skills through the roof.
Well, my observational skills are also, practical in chemistry and biology. It's really like that detective work to find out what kind of compound you have in front of you if you have to do that.
So you can't just mix it with water and hope it doesn't explode?
If you mix it with water and it explodes, then you already have a good guess what it could be, but...
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Order of elimination.
Yeah, you have to do that.
All right, so you bird brains, are you ready for the questions from our loyal listeners?
Yes.
No.
All right, here's the questions. Question one comes from some bonehead named Fleeks. And here's the question. Why is Juko pink? Discuss.
Because he's born like that.
He was born beautiful.
He was born beautiful, right. That's the best answer. So what's your opinion, Tweets?
You know, I don't think he was actually born like that. You know, I think he was some other color. I don't know what. Maybe something he didn't like. And one day, you know, he was doing his normal daily business and a bucket of paint fell on him. happened to be pink. And he looked at the mirror and was like, you know what? I like this. This is a color that suits me. We're going to stick with this. And then so it has been since then.
I've got my theory.
I think we have the same theory in the right now. About
here's my theory. I think he was born a different color. And he was a very hard, wretched soul. But as he slowly turned and became a more soft, loving bird, the color of his heart slowly changed and became the color of his feathers.
So he's the Grinch, but with color.
I think pink. I think frosting. So I think diabetes.
I think he... Okay. I ignored... Okay. I think he was white when he was born, but like flamingos, he ate too many crabs.
Okay, so based on what Cor just said about frosting, what I'm assuming now is he came across a cake one day that he really liked, and the frosting was pink, and he was like, this is really good and sweet. And so pink, because he thought of the frosting, was like, you know, the frosting was sweet, I'm a sweet person now, so I'm pink.
You see, I think there is a different origin story altogether here that I don't think anybody's touched upon. Okay, so here's my theory, is Juko used to be a hardened criminal, and he used to actually be the color white. However, he was fighting with bats, because they're the natural crime fighters of the night. He was fighting with one particular bat, and that bat knocked him into a vat of ace chemicals, and that ace chemicals turned him pink. It turned him into the Juko.
So was that career ending for him, or was that like the start of a whole new life?
Really? Wow. Okay, next question.
Cry.
This one comes from, oh no, it's Juko. Why does Fleeks look like a girl?
I don't look like a girl. Case closed.
He really doesn't. He's got long hair, but that's about it.
If he did look like a girl, he'd be the
prince. I'm probably...
You know what? I want to... Juko, this is a shout out to you, buddy. When you come visit me, we're going to go to like a Thrasher concert. So you can see all of the dudes with really long hair, you know, playing metal music. And then I'll let you walk up to one and say, hey, you look like a girl. And, you know, I'll just let you see what happens. Because not all guys with long hair look like girls.
As far as I know metal hats, they would probably just say, oh, do I? I know this guy.
It makes me afraid as what you're going to do to me when I come visit you one day, Cor. Oh, my goodness. My thing is, why does Fleeks look like a girl? I think it's just because you're a beautiful bird. That's all. And some people think only female birds can be beautiful. So.
Aww.
Actually, it's like reversed in the bird society. Like the male birds are the. From a human perspective, more feminine looking part.
Exactly.
Male birds are fabulous. That's just it.
Next question comes from Sensi Prostrov. I probably bastardized that again this week. Question he asks is this: what is the best bird fact you're aware of? Can be real or maybe slightly not so real.
I can answer that one. Birds fly, and other species can't because they believe in themselves more.
Oh my god!
All right, so hang on. The question was, what is your favorite bird fact? I'm sorry, repeat that.
Correct. What is your favorite bird fact? It can be real or not that real.
Real or not that real. All right, my favorite bird fact is that African harrier hawks are jealous of secretary birds. Because we rock the whole bald face thing 10 times better than they do.
Yeah.
Wow.
And my favorite bird fact is that woodpeckers are like the best peckers. No, that was wrong. No. I did not think that through, so...
Woodpeckers are the best peckers. Fleeks, 2016.
How many bawks can a cat butt squawk if a cat butt could walk chirp?
Work, Chirp. You can't even work, dude. How good of a griffin are you?
I'm the best.
See, he said it himself. Last week, we had this argument that he never said it, but he said it himself.
I wanted to say the same right now, so I was totally, I was imitating you perfectly.
No, and I said was I'm one of the best. I didn't say I was, the only best griffin. I said I'm one of the best representations of griffins. That's all.
The question was from Sable Dracon. How many bucks can a cat butt squawk if a cat butt could work chirp?
My answer is 42.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the question. I'm a little drunk.
It's 42.
And I try to find the question.
It's 42.
That's okay. We can actually move on to the next one. And this one actually comes from Reg Day, if I can steal this for a second. Biggest anthro-avian crushes currently and when you were growing up. So what birds did you have a crush on in the fandom or on TV when you were growing up or now?
In the fandom, Fleeks, 100%.
Oh my gosh. No one has a crush on me.
Tweets, 100% for me.
Ooh, I feel sweaty.
Tweets, tweets 200% for me.
No, 300% for me.
400!
Ladies, hey, there's enough tweets to go around.
Always two times more than everyone else.
We can share the tweets. It's okay.
No, we can't share the tweets. Because if you look at your schedule, tweets, I have booked all available time.
I don't share with Core, yeah?
Storm, you're forgetting that schedule has to be approved by our other admins, so...
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
I just signed.
You can't book tweets for all the time. That's not no. Because you're not. Read your contract. You do not even have the right to get served coffee by the secretary.
Okay, you can book me. You can book me for most of the time, but Fleeks absolutely has to have his hour and a half of hair preening. Okay, period.
And this, dear listeners, is how an oligarchy works.
I don't even know what an oligarchy is, but now I know how it works.
When I was growing up...
Oligarchy! I know.
When I was growing up... for answering the question for me, when I was growing up on television, I liked watching Roadrunner, I believe is the bird's name is.
Yes.
And... because just seeing the bird outwit the wolf and blow him up and do all these funny things, it just really gave me a sense of avian pride. In terms of in the chats or online, the bird I really am attracted to the most is, well, it changes from day to day because there's just so many gorgeous looking birds out there, but I would say probably hawkthorn. Probably is one of the ones I'm really got the hots for as of recent. Though, of course, there's many, many others I also have the hots for. But Hawthorne has.
This is the Wheel of Hawkthorn episode.
I really haven't had a crush on a bird in fiction. I really can't think of one. Maybe I had, but yeah, I really don't know.
There is one person in the bird crew who did actually come visit Salt Lake City last year, and I got to hang out with him quite a bit. And I don't get fursuit crushes. I don't understand them. They're a mystery to me. But when he came into town and he was hanging out with Gwyn Griff, it was Chizik and Gwyn Griff who wandered around Salt Lake City in suit, and I helped photography, take pictures and all that. Just the way they were behaving, the way they were acting, I kind of got a fursuit crush on both of them because they were really just top-notch performance. They were just being really cute. And it was really weird because I've never had that before. So I was what the hell is this weird feeling? You know?
You're furry for too long.
Yeah.
Chizwick is awesome. I've met him many times. He's an awesome fella.
He is. He really is cool.
So Storm had a... there where he went for crushes in the fandom and outside of it, right? So I kind of feel like I should also include the sort of fictional bird crush I've had. which is it's a little strange. But you all know who Windpaw is, right? I assume.
Windpaw. No,
I don't know.
Oh, dang. Okay. Well, he's a great bird artist. He has this cool little feral birds comic. Go look him up. But okay. he drew the Red Robin bird once, and something about that really appealed to me. I don't know what.
Appeal to you in an adult way?
Possibly.
Did it appeal to you because you wanted some yum in your life?
What?
I already said possibly, Robin. So... Yum. Yes?
That's their slogan, Fleeks. I know you don't understand.
Okay, I don't know. I'm too charming for that.
Reg Day does also give us a challenge. He wants to see each of us try and beatbox, and the more variety of sounds we can do, the better.
We do need to do that bird style.
Bird style?
Yeah, we need to... Can we be he's like...
Gonna,
since,
beep, Fleeks beep, is going to win. Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep. I don't know. I can't beatbox. We have to do it all together. So,
Storm, give your attempt first, though.
Okay.
As far as beatboxing goes,
that was very rhythmic and inspiring.
I just roll with it. I don't fucking know what he's looking for. I just roll with it.
Aren't you supposed to be good at beatboxing?
Okay, you know, growing up, I, you know, it was never part of my curriculum to learn how to street rap battle with my beak. Sorry, I missed that class.
Okay. Tweets, surprise us.
Oh, fuck.
Come on.
I don't know, guys. This is like, I might be embarrassing myself here. I'm scared.
You signed up to be embarrassed the minute you joined the show.
That's why we drink.
Oh, fuck
that's
me.
Why you haven't just haven't drunk enough.
Beatboxing, huh? Okay. Is that good?
It was an attempt.
It was good.
See, I.
Wow.
Bees. Come on, Fleeks, get in there.
Okay, you start again and I can get in.
Okay. Storm. Storm. Okay, that's about all I can do. My microphone is covered in spit.
That was the most embarrassing segment we've done yet.
If I could have pretended I was alone, it wouldn't have been so bad, but my boyfriend is literally on the bed, like, not even 5 feet away from me.
He needs to
listening
join
to me do this shit, and he's sitting there. I hear, after I was done with that, I heard him say something. I don't know what it was. Some kind of muffled, probably slur or something.
So, was there one last bit that you wanted to do, Fleeks? What was it?
Yes, I wanted to do, and I... Storm, I will send you a list of bird names in Telegram, and you have to read them all without laughing.
I gotta read them out loud?
Out loud, yes.
Himalayan snowcock. Bush tit. Dick sizzle. Titmouse, Smoo, Blackbird, Masked Booby, Great Tit, Gray Puffleg, Reg-billed Oxpecker, Strange-tailed Tyrant, Banana Quit, Smoo, Cory Bustard, Kaka, Whip Poor Will, Willy Wagtail, Great Woodcock, Smoo, Andrian Cock of the Rock. The hell kind of names for birds are this shit?
Oh, Carl, I couldn't read that one time without laughing.
Bird biologists are absolutely assholes. They were all British is the problem. Like, every bird that has ever been named has been named by a British person with a weird sense of humor. It's the truth.
I know Corey's supposed to read this list, but when he's done, can I please like get it sent to me? Because I want to read it here on the show in like a southern accent. It. Himalayan snowcock, bush tit, dick sissel, tit mouse, smew, blackbird, mashed booby, great kid, hoary puff leg, red-billed oxpecker, strange-tailed tyrant, banana quit, smew again for some reason, hoary bustard, caca, whip poor will, willy wagtail, great woodcock, smew again for some reason, and Andean cock of the rock.
I have to admit, I tested that beforehand because I want to read it myself, and Andean cock of the rock got me all the time. Every time all I read that.
Who here lost respect for me just now, and who gained respect?
Gained.
I gained respect.
To you.
I've got a few more that we can add to that list really quick.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Can I read them in the same accent, please?
Yes.
One second.
Hey, secretary, I gotta say, I love your, absolutely love your southern accent. I actually like it more than even your regular accent. It really turns me on.
I spent a whole day once with that same accent, probably not as good as I just did now, talking with Fleeks over VM and Telegram.
Yeah.
If you guys want to hear Fleeks literally cackle with laughter, that's like the easiest way.
You also,
yeah, I think, especially when he's drunk.
Yeah.
I think you also did that a Russian accent or something.
Yeah, and I had you in random phrases, and I just did it in the shittiest accents I could.
Oh, and also, you know, somebody talked to me with a Spanish accent, and I really laughed my ass off some day, too.
All right, I got some more here. All right, let's see if I can do this again. Potu, blue foot of booby, cacapo, tawny frog mouth, mot mot, kitty wake, shoe bill, and a hoopo.
Hoopo.
What? I think
hoopo. That sounds like hoopo.
I think the funniest like
shit you'd hear in Chicago.
I don't even know if I pronounce this correctly, but whatever.
Mot mot. Mot mot.
Blue footed booby? Anyone want some blue footed booby?
Hey guys. Guys, wait, hang on a second, guys. Cletus, he found a blue-footed booby in that thingamajigger over there once. He told me to put it in the shed. Do you guys want it? I mean, it just sits there and it shrieks all the time. I don't know what to do
with
it.
It's angry.
I don't want this. I don't want this thing you talked about. I don't like birds. I don't like anything.
Are you sure? I'll give it to you real cheap.
No, I don't want it.
Just give me one of your fancy German schnitzels or something.
I only pay with Deutsche Mark.
I don't know what that is.
The earlier currency of my country.
Where are you from again?
You don't accept dollar bills.
I don't accept your outlandish money. I only want to have Deutsche Mark, like or some Reichsmark.
Oh what?
I don't think he's from around here, guys.
What gave it away? Was it how he pronounced things? Was it from?
I'm perfectly from the USA. Yeah, because I eat a lot of hamburgers, and I eat all the Frankfurter Wurst and I dislike sauerkraut.
I don't think he understands what a real American hamburger is, and he probably has never had a T-bone steak off the grill in his life.
Before this ends, I want to say that it was great being on this with you guys, and I really thank you for having me as a guest.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on.
I thank you for being here.
Yeah, no problem.
Tweets, really, it's a privilege to have you on. You've been a wonderful, wonderful guest. And in addition to that, we really appreciate all you do in the chats and as the secretary. My office would never be the same without you. So thank you so much for doing all you do.
Yeah, no problem.
He used to make nests out of all the paperwork I would give him. He wouldn't even do the paperwork.
That was only like my first week being employed, okay? I've gotten better about it.
No, I'm talking about Storm.
Better than me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't hear that then? There is definitely not a nest of paper you've given me in the closet. Don't look there.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, you can catch us on bird.life. You can also find us on iTunes.
Okay, what's again? What's happening?
All right, Admin Powers, mute Storm. Continue the outro.
Fair enough.
He was so cool. Please start again.
Thank you so much for joining us. You can catch us on...
All right.
iTunes, more Google content. Play Music. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter.
For context, I'm sorry for interrupting Storm, or Core, I'm sorry for interrupting.
That's
for
not context. Cool.
So you guys are doing something loud in the background.
There's some foil sound or something. So do you adjusting your tinfoil hats or something?
Okay, so you guys know why Fleeks was just cackling there. Core decided to go ahead and mute Storm as per my request. I'm sorry, Storm. I love you. And in the Discord chat, he posted a smiley face. Hey, no, stop. And another smiley face, except it was a frowny face. So.
Yeah, you singled me out. This is racism. This is speciesism to the core. That's what this
is. I'm sorry. No, Storm. I'll make it up to you. I promise.
Thank you, and always be beeping.
Always yes. Be beeping.
Yes, always be beeping. Well, until you're drunk. Then sure.
I think probably Storm will be the most drunk person here. So I guess
he
challenge later.
He muted me. He muted me. For some reason.
I would love to challenge Storm for the title of most drunk, but I only have 2 Stellas.
I did nothing of the sort.
Let's see what 2 pints and 12 ounces can do to me.
Yeah, you
blame
did.
Okay. And accusations. Don't point the finger at me.
Okay. Okay. When Discord tells me that I've been muted by you, that kind of sums.
I don't know. I guess he's just having microphone problems. That's my only guess. I don't know what the issue is.
The issue is Core.
Just like you muted me again. You are being a dick right now, Core.
I woke up. I rolled out of bed. I ate a slice of pumpkin pie, and then I started drinking beer on this show. That's how every day of the past 3 weeks has been for me for the show.
Yeah. Weather.
I'm now a daytime drinker. I never thought this would happen. I should get help.
It's a tradition in Bavaria that you drink Sundays mornings while breakfast, and it's called Frühschoppen.
I need to move to Bavaria.